Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM. Chicago police are looking for suspects after two people were killed, seven others wounded last night in violence in Chicago's Washington Park neighborhood. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the details.
Police say the shooting broke out around 7:45 last night at 51st and Champlain. Chicago Police Deputy Chief Fred Melian says two groups began arguing, and it went from shouting at each other to shooting at each other.
It's another tragic incident. We hope that if we have any witnesses out there, that they contact Area 1. And just to remind you all, we have the tip hotline, $15,000 reward. It's 833-408-0069.
The two people killed include a 43-year-old man who had been shot in the back of the head and a 20-year-old man who was shot multiple times in his body. The seven people wounded went to hospitals in good condition. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, the search continues for whoever shot an 18-year-old man late Monday night in North Chicago in Lake County. The man died several hours later at a hospital. Deputy Chief Christopher Cavelli of the Lake County Sheriff's Office says when North Chicago police officers responded to a report of gunfire outside a home in the 2600 block of Spruce Drive, they found the wounded man.
North Chicago police officers attempted first aid until paramedics arrived. Paramedics transported the man to an area hospital where several hours later he unfortunately succumbed to what appears to be a gunshot wound and was pronounced deceased.
Cavelli says detectives from the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force have joined the investigation. He also says the Lake County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to an arrest.
5,000 Chicago households now receiving an extra financial boost from the city. WBBM's Andy Dane.
The Chicago Resilient Communities Pilot, which officials say is one of the largest monthly cash assistance programs in the country, is now fully enrolled. Mayor Lightfoot says the 5,000 households taking part have now received at least their first $500 direct cash payment and will receive $500 more each month for a year. The final participants were chosen from a lottery of nearly 200,000 applicants, all of which met certain requirements in terms of household income and economic hardship tied to the COVID-19 pandemic. New data shows the median household income for participants is just $14,000 a year. 60% live in poverty. Nearly 10% are currently experiencing homelessness. That's the story from Mayor Lightfoot's office.
A possible strike against freight railroads that could begin as early as Friday could cause big disruptions in Metro commuter service, and riders are being urged to prepare. Metro spokesperson Meg Riley says freight railroads operate some of Metro's commuter lines, and on other lines, Metro shares tracks with freight railroads. She says a strike against freight railroads would most significantly affect four of Metro's lines.
The BNSF line to Aurora, because that is owned by the BNSF Railroad, and the three lines owned and operated by the Union Pacific. So that's the Northwest line to Harvard, the West line that goes to Elburn, and the North line that goes to Kenosha.
She says there would likely be delays or service disruptions on its other lines, except for the Rock Island and Metro Electric lines, which are completely controlled by Metro. Riley says Metro will continue to update riders on service issues before and during a strike, but she recommends riders make alternative commuting plans.
The CTA says it is seeing early success from recent changes made to its rail schedules. They're intended to provide better, more reliable service. The changes are aimed at accomplishing three goals: to align scheduled service with available workforce, to provide more consistent intervals between trains, and to reduce instances of large or inconsistent gaps in service. The CTA says the most frequent complaint it receives from customers is the unpredictability of wait times.
Deliberations will resume today in the federal child pornography trial of singer R. Kelly. CBS 2's Tara Molina says the jury has a lot of evidence to sort out.
More than 4 weeks, more than 30 witnesses and clips from three sex tapes involving the government's pivotal witness, Jane. The jury has a mountain of witness testimony, evidence, and argument to consider now in the federal child pornography and obstruction of justice case against R. Kelly.
In June, Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison during a separate federal trial in New York, where he was convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking. Convictions on just a few of the 13 counts Kelly is currently facing could add years to his imprisonment.
The three-day Riot Fest Music Festival starts Friday in Douglas Park. Some residents of Little Village and Lawndale keep pushing for the festival to leave their community. A group of local leaders gathered at the park yesterday. It was a last-ditch effort to get Riot Fest to leave their neighborhood. Today, they plan to present a letter signed by more than 30 organizations and local leaders to the Chicago Park District demanding Douglas Park no longer be used to host large for-profit events.
An Eagle Ingleside man is still behind bars charged with beating a woman who was on his boat Monday night.
Douglas Johnson of Ingleside is charged with aggravated battery and unlawful restraint. The victim told police that she and Douglas were on his boat on Fox Lake when she asked him to take her back to shore to her family. The victim says Johnson became enraged and hit her on her nose and began to choke her. Authorities tell the paper that after the attack, the woman secretly called 911 on her cell phone. A Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Police boat responded to her location. They placed Johnson under arrest. His bond is set at $500,000. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
Charges are pending against a man who allegedly hit six vehicles with his car last night after fleeing a traffic stop in River North. The suspect was pulled over around 9 p.m. in the first block of West Ohio Street. As officers approached his car, police say the man drew a handgun from his waistband and fled the scene. Two people were hospitalized with minor injuries suffered during the car chase.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.